Just a warning, this episode will contain spoilers. Come back to this episode once you've read People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Boozy Book Talk. I'm Sahara.
I'm Ren.
Jen.
And I'm Andy.
And welcome back.
Yay!
Always the routine cheer. Right. Whole 3 weeks.
Always love it.
I know. It's like, how do you even open up? I mean, it's been so long, but it also feels like it flies by. So.
Yeah. The 3 weeks both take forever, but then also it's all of a sudden like, oh my God, it's been 3 weeks.
It's on the record again. I know.
It really does fly by.
I know. Honestly, I feel like because we're so busy and like our schedules are so different that like it really makes it faster, because in reality, a week feels like a snap and it's Friday already. And I'm like, what the hell? What happened? But we enjoy recording. So I mean, I'd rather hurry up than take forever, because I look forward to this.
Same.
Agreed.
Queen of showing up to record.
Ooh, I mean,
aren't we all bad? Like, we all show up to record.
Just saying.
My God. So what's up, guys? We haven't chatted in so long.
Right. It's not like we chat all the time every day.
It's not like we text daily.
Outside of this recording. Yeah.
But like, how was everyone's week, and what's everyone up to this weekend?
I went to Barnes & Noble today. All over TikTok, I talked about like a 50% off sale went. Mm-hmm. The selection was meh. And so I just like walked around the store. And of course, I ended up in the romance section. And I got one book that wasn't 50% off. It's about like this Indian girl who's like getting to an age where she needs to get married, and her grandma from India like matchmaker type of storyline. I don't know. Sounded interesting. Felt like I could relate to it, but was a little disappointed about the actual sale, because TikTok made it sound like the whole store was on sale and it wasn't. So
are they getting paid from Barnes & Noble? Like, I don't get it.
Maybe at this point I don't even know.
Yeah,
I think it was only like, or primarily like nonfiction stuff that was on sale.
Ew.
Oh really?
Yeah, like, some
online it looked like it was a lot of political memoirs,
yeah,
books, stuff like that.
Said, let's get rid of these books.
Oh my God, I want to escape my life. I mean, I like some nonfiction, but I'm always just a fiction person. Like, I don't want to think about my real life. I want to get out of it for a couple hours. Imagine somebody else exists and another world exists.
I don't know. There were some good thriller mystery type of books. There was one that I wanted to read. I think it was called like The Good Summer or something. I took a picture of it, but then I was like, meh, you know, so.
Is that your new thing? Meh.
Meh. You know, when something's just meh. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I did see Barack Obama's book there, and I did debate on buying it. But then again, I was like, meh. Yeah. So here we are. You know what meh sounds like, though, when I go whelp? It's like the same vibe of whelp.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Such a loser.
I can't even speak here, guys. Do you see the bullying that I take on?
You literally beg for it. Like, some things you do, I'm like, you're begging for it at this point.
I'm just going to stop texting Ren altogether. Like, take me out of every group chat that Ren and I are in, aka every single one.
Ren said it. I'm the nicest person here.
Oh, excuse me? My eye just twitched a little.
I was joking. No, but you're still a flop. You're still a flop, though.
I mean, I never denied being a flop, but like the loser comment kind of hurts.
Well, I didn't say that.
We're all losers.
Yeah.
We literally have a podcast where we talk about books.
We have no life.
That was meta. That was really meta to mention it.
Just to clarify to everyone, I'm not actually hurt. This is literally how we banter all the time. I just need to clarify that.
Anyway.
Crickets.
I'm just going to stop talking now. Okay, moving on. Anybody else? Jen.
My week has been eventful, but overall, I'm starting a new job next week. Yay! Shots. So yeah, this week has been pretty chill, honestly. Like, I haven't really done much, but I'm excited to start next week on Monday at a new agency as an account executive.
That's so exciting.
Okay.
Love it.
Fran, how was your week?
This week was pretty meh because, I had an exam for school, like a standardized test sort of thing. That was just very, I don't know how that went. And then, I finished my internship for the summer today. So that's exciting.
Yay, I'm happy
I did enjoy it, but I'm happy it's over just so I can relax next week before classes start. So yeah, well, I'll drink to that.
Wait, when do your classes start?
Cheers to that.
You have classes starting soon?
24th
of August?
Yeah, but next week I'm going to go see my friends. Rupity's on the shore. So that's was like, no. Yeah. So we're going to be back at school soon. I'm so sad, but I'm also so excited to see my friends from law school. I haven't seen some of them in so long. So, yeah. I'm excited.
I bet.
It's going to be a good catch up.
So, Andy, what'd you do this week? Anything fun?
Yeah. Nothing new. Still house stuff. We've officially sold our house now. So we're in the process of, like, the actual moving bits and stuff. I get another couple of weeks here, though, luckily, before I move, because I don't actually move into my apartment for school until, like, mid-September, so, yeah, just random people coming to my house. I had a termite inspection earlier.
You know, oh, fun.
Really fun stuff going on for me.
Very eventful.
Yes. This is my highlight of my week.
Are you almost unpacking?
I haven't started.
Andy.
The disappointment in her voice.
She's not more disappointed than my mom.
For real, she might as well be your mom.
At this point, it's more of just like literally putting stuff in packages.
It won't be that bad. Plus, it's like going to school.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, it literally is, but I don't know why I said that. It's literally just going to school. What's so funny, guys, over there?
I don't know. Jen's more drink.
I think she's laughing because of me.
She, like so you could pour it, but she, like, Cash was just, like, you know, her face, like, expressions of her, like, pouring her drink.
Okay.
You had to be there.
Right, you had to be there. You don't understand.
So you had to be there.
So, guys, if you see, we record on Zoom. So sometimes we'll be talking, and I'll see, like, Jen usually and Sahar be, like, laughing. And I'm like, what did me and Andy do? Do we, like, am I lagging? Did I embarrass myself?
To be fair, you always embarrass yourself.
Yeah, but, like, more than usual. Like,
are you going to burp today?
I bet probably. Earlier.
Well, what are we all drinking today?
Wow. Exciting news, y'all. I'm drinking alcohol.
Here's alcohol. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? This is progress. The growth.
Okay. A little bit of story time. My dad bought, like, a case of this. It is hard tea. So it's just like iced tea, but, like, hard. It's this brand called Bold Rock. And it tastes like ass. Now, I know we talked about feet last time, so don't ask me what ass tastes like because I don't know.
Okay, sure.
But you know that tastes like ass.
Yeah. But I'm assuming.
Very interesting.
I'm assuming this is, no, I kid you not, like,
okay.
This is probably what ass tastes like.
Probably.
Probably.
We get it.
Like, I was really excited about this. But story time with this, my dad bought a case of it and he thought it was normal iced tea. Did not realize it was hard iced tea, and both my parents aren't heavy drinkers. They're, like, lightweights. So he drank a full thing of this and started feeling it. And that's when he realized that it was alcoholic and not normal iced tea. And I don't know how he drank the whole thing because it literally, again, tastes like ass.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah. So yes. Cheers to me.
That's so funny. he just drank it. And after a full one was like, Like, yes. You can't taste the alcohol.
I don't know. I should ask him if it tastes like ass to him. like,
don't ask your dad that.
Yeah, no. He'd be like,
don't do that.
Let me translate that into Pali for him. Like, does this taste like butt to you? Like what? Yeah, anyways. Cheers to me drinking alcohol for the first time. Cheers to that.
Cheers to Sahara's dad for buying it. And now she can drink it because she'll have it in the house.
Exactly. We have a huge case of it and no one else is going to drink it but me. So cheers to that.
Exactly.
I will still drink it. Ren, what are you drinking?
You know, per usual, every episode, it's something I didn't buy. So my friend, for my birthday, my friend Emily, if Emily, you might be listening, so hey. But anyway, sorry that I'm drinking your drinks. But so she left these sparkling water with tequila. It's called Agua Fuerte. Jen, don't make fun of me. It's like a grapefruit flavor. I don't even like grapefruit, but it's actually pretty good. I was expecting to be like grossed out, but
you said tequila in it?
Yeah, it's sparkling water with tequila.
Oh my god, I'm a tequila gal. I'm intrigued.
Me too. I love tequila. Give me the shots.
Yeah, tequila's my favorite.
It's only shot I can take is tequila. Tequila, same. Like lemon drop, great, you know, typical ones, but like a straight alcohol shot, always tequila.
Same.
Like,
oh really?
Love it. Yeah, I hate vodka. Vodka makes me literally, I feel like.
I hate vodka straight. Like that, yeah.
I can do vodka straight.
Well, like I could in college, but like.
I could, but I was like.
Things are different now. I'm 27.
I'm too old at this point.
I'm a baby, so.
Enjoy while you can, Andy.
The thing is, like tequila, I do at least need a lime, but I'll do it without if I have to. I just like. Feel like I definitely won't feel like sick at all. Like I think I'm just, as I get older, I can't handle shots. I'm such a baby. But like I'm honestly when I'm drunk I'll do anything, like not anything, but like at the bar, like give me anything, I'm like okay, I'll just drink it. So
no, yeah, you could get me to do anything when I'm drunk. Let's have fun. Yeah. when we hang out during Halloween weekend.
We will.
Jen, what are you drinking?
I am also drinking a free drink that I did not buy. I am drinking a margarita mix on the rocks. Ooh, my friend from like my old job that I left, her name's Laura. She gave this to me as like one of my parting gifts. And I decided to open it today and try it out. It tastes really good.
Like, is it
20? Oh god, not the candle. Not her. It's actually jalapeno pineapple margarita.
Oh my god, I love so that. Good. My favorite kind.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really good. Recommend. Andy, what are you drinking?
We all have something different today. Wow, look at us. I have the Secco Peach Bellini from Trader Joe's.
Ooh.
Fancy.
It's pretty good. They have another one. They have several of these. They have another one that's like strawberry, raspberry flavored, I think. And that's, I like that one more, but this one's still good.
Wait, hold on. You have alcohol in your Trader Joe's. I always forget, like, things are just so different.
Yeah, we don't have them here.
We don't have alcohol in, like, grocery stores or anything. We're not allowed. Like,
there's, like, seltzers at mine, but not, like, wine. But I always see people buying, like, $3 wine. And I'm like, I wish.
Yeah, like, Trader Joe's, I don't think it is actually $2 anymore. But, like, they used to have something called Two Buck Chuck. And there was, like, a $2 wine.
Oh, my God. So
it's more expensive now, but
Jersey's so dumb sometimes.
That's crazy.
East Coast.
Anyway, Wing, People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Best friends Poppy Wright and Alex Nilsson met on their first day of their college orientation. Two complete opposites turn into the best of friends as they embark on a yearly summer trip where they make memories with the people they meet on vacation along the way. As each summer passes, Alex and Poppy hold on to that 5% chance of what if there's something beyond just their friendship. After not speaking to each other for 2 years, Poppy desperately wants her best friend back and does what she does best, plans their summer trip. This story alternates between 12 past summers of friendship and this summer where Poppy and Alex try to navigate the new awkwardness of their friendship after their past trip to Croatia, while also being hopelessly in love with each other. Oh, guys.
Love this. So cute.
The cry.
Okay.
The things about this book that I love. Oh, everything.
So I think I'm the only one out of the four of us who's read like an Emily Henry story before. I read Beach Read and I liked it, but that's just it. Like I wasn't obsessed with it. So I was kind of scared when I first read this story, but it is surpasses Beetroot like 1,000% to me. So I guess like they can't really speak on that, but like in my opinion, I think if you like Beetroot, definitely read this story because it's, in my opinion, it's so much better. I think like while like Beetroot is like there's like they struggle with grief and like other like deeper topics, it's, this is more definitely a rom-com. Like this is definitely something, if you're looking for a nice beach read, you're actually going to read People We Meet on Vacation. So yeah, I loved it. 5 out of 5. So good. I would like to know all your thoughts since me and Andy are obsessed with this story and we kind of just forced Sahara and Jen to read it and hopefully yeah. They like it.
I was going to say, you already know I'm right there with you. I have not read Beach Read, but I am equally obsessed with this book. But you like friends to lovers more than enemies to lovers, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. So it's fair for us to like this one more. Well, I haven't read Betty Beatrice, but yeah, you already know I'm obsessed. But yeah, we did kind of have to drag Sahara and Jen tooth and nail to get this one going.
Oh boy. I'm actually very happy you guys had to like drag us through the mud to read this because I did love it. It did take me a long time. So Jen and I are in this weird slump. Jen, maybe, yeah, we're both in this like really weird slump. And for a while, I was just starting books and like wasn't finishing them. And then, you know, Ren was like, let's do this for the podcast. And, you know, I've been seeing it all over my TikTok. A lot of my like book talker friends have been reading it. So it took me a long time to read. I'm not a big slow burn type of gal, but I'm also not like love at first sight type of gal either. But so it took me a while to get through. But like after half point, I couldn't put it down. Like, I'm also like a grandma. I tend to sleep early, but it was just so hard to put down. And then I caught myself this week, like not even doing actual work and like reading during work hours. And it was really good.
If your boss is listening, no, you didn't.
Oh yeah. I was totally doing work this whole week, if anyone from work is listening. But yeah, I did give it a 4 out of 5. Like just dropped one, like half a point only because it did take me a little bit longer to read. But I feel like that's more on myself because I was in a weird slump. But I did. I really enjoyed it. And I did cry a lot towards the end. I sent a lot of voice notes to Andy and Ren while reading it. Just like me crying and me screaming, which obviously I'll talk about all my favorite quotes later. But I did really enjoy it. And I want a love like Poppy and Alex so badly. Guys, I actually might cry during this podcast. So fair warning.
I think. Okay, I loved the story. I think for me, my problem, like I've been in a similar reading slump like Sahara, where like I've been trying to read books, but I haven't been able to like get into one after reading Unhoneymooners. This is like my 4th or 5th book that I've tried and like I've tried to get into it and I loved it. I did love it. I think it definitely picks up like after the first half. I think I definitely would have enjoyed it more if I wasn't in a slump. For me, like the fact that it was like a slow burn, like very slow, and like I was already in a slump, I think this wasn't like a good book for me to start with to like get out of the slump, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I feel that.
I get it though. I think like when I read Beach Read, for example, I think it might just be for me, like a lot of, like, I guess from these two books, like seeing it's might be Emily Henry's writing. So I think sometimes like she builds some things in and sometimes I'm just like, okay, I get it. But I think in this story, like while it might've been slow in the beginning, I think as I reread it a second time, I enjoyed the beginning more because I was able to catch a little like build up to it. But like, it is a slow burn. So if that's not your thing, like, you know, just like, power through because it gets better and it gets a little angsty in a way. But I think it makes sense that like why you guys would say that because it is a little slow in the first half. Like I get it, especially if you're in a slump. But I think looking at it being friends to lovers, I think sometimes like the build up makes sense versus like enemies to lovers or something like along those lines. Like there's a lot of tension, whatever, and it's like always like exciting to see what happens, but this is just like they know each other and now it's just like trying to figure out like what is going on in their head and like is it something more, is it not? So it does make sense and like I get it. I was in the when I first read it, I felt the same way, honestly.
Yeah, and honestly, I did enjoy it. I liked that, like, each chapter, like, alternated between, like, past summers and, like, the present, just to, like, give us, like, the background of, like, little by little, like, how they got to, like, where they are right now, which is the present summer, because it starts off with, like, you don't know why they're not talking anymore. Like, well, not that they're not talking, but they're not as close as they were, because something happened like 2 summers ago, on their vacation that they take like every year in the summer. And like, for me, I was very intrigued. So like, I liked that buildup of that to see like, okay, what's going to happen? Like what leads to like this specific like event. But yeah, for me, it's just, that's why I feel like I definitely need to read it again, because maybe after my slump, I'll feel differently, like, reading that book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also annoying. I remember texting Ren and Andy and being like, I'm really enjoying, like, the main story, like, of the this summer part. I was like, can I skim through, like, the older summers? And they were like, don't you dare, like, skim through it. Like, I get it now. Why? Because in the end, like, all of it like matters, you know, and then like, especially if, like Ren and Jen, I want to reread it to like see all like the, you know, things from the beginning that like add up to the end. But like, I just, it's like funny to think about now because you really can't skim through the book at all.
See, it's so funny because I also read this when I was in a slump, just like a month before you guys probably. And I mean, I was a little bit more forced to read it because I had a power outage that day. My power was out like half the day. Had nothing to do except sit outside in the heat. And I was like, well, so I started reading it. And so maybe because I was like forced to read it and get into it, it wasn't as bad, but like, I loved it. And I was like, this is working for me. I'm going to read another book when I finish this. Wow. I love this. But I will say, I do understand. I mean, obviously, like you said, having finished it, you don't understand why you wanted to skip. But like while I was reading it, I was kind of the same. Some of the past summers felt like they were dragging on every once in a while. But then you get to a moment where they have a moment and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. This whole chapter makes sense now. And then you get to like, every time I got to like the current summer, it felt like refreshing to me almost though. Because I was just like, oh, yes, now. And also I really loved that not only did you see those moments, she mentioned those moments. Poppy mentioned like a lot of their like little moments from the past summers that were like in the chapter you just read. And then she like retells it. And then Alex says, I don't know what you're talking about.
There is like, as I was reading the second time, like, and I usually, even with like albums, like if I watch something, listen to something, anything, the first time through, I don't like it. I'm very like, if I don't like it the first time, I'm not going to like it. But this changed my mind because I was reading it. There's just so many like little things. Emily Henry in my head is a genius because so many tiny parallels. Like, so the beginning you open up and obviously you see like Alex and Poppy, two opposite people, they meet at school and like they just become the best of friends. You see their awkward little selves. And then like in every chapter, she kind of like Annie said, she brings something in and she like mentions it later maybe or whatever. But like there's just so many little things that as I was reading, I'm like, oh my God, like I mentioned in the summary of the book, the what if, she mentioned that 4 different times throughout the book. And every time she like, Poppy said less about it. Like, you know, she justified the what if less, and it was just so interesting to see like, oh my God, she mentioned it so many other times, I never noticed this before. But that's why it was so important to like see all the past summers, because the little things, and you could even see like knowing how Alex loved her, like you always knew, and like Alex loved her, it was more Poppy's story with like realizing what she always known, she's always loved him. But like seeing one summer she find out like she thought how she, what it would feel like to kiss him. Then they find the other past summer. She's like, this is when I knew I loved him. Like these little parallels, like reference to the summer are just so beautiful. Oh, I'm so obsessed. Like Emily Henry's a genius. There you go.
No, but literally I put down in a quote, it's on page 302 because I'm opening up my book right now. Alex, when he's literally like, oh wait, it's not 302. Sorry guys, wrong page. If anyone's following along. On my notes though, so I don't to talk about bookwise, I want to start tabbing my books because I don't want to physically highlight. Yeah. Like what Ren has right now.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
We'll have to put the video of this. No, I love that because I don't want to like write in my pages. One, like I feel like I won't make the straight line. Like it won't look aesthetically pleasing. Then I'm not going to want to look at the book kind of thing. So I definitely want to do what Ren did. And a lot of people do where it's just like tab through. But right now I just have some post-it notes from my company written in here.
Yeah. But I was going to say also, you may be interested in, I saw TikTok couple weeks ago, they have like translucent post-its.
Shut up.
Oh wow.
So you can like underline and stuff.
Yeah, I want to get them. They're so nice.
I need that. Because yeah, I need that too. Yeah.
You can like write
life-changing.
It really is.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Anyone listening, sponsor us.
But yeah, so something I had written down was when Alex says he remembers everything. I was like,
stop, because
I literally just started bawling. I kid you not, because the whole time he's like, oh yeah, this happened on the trip. Like, I don't know. Like this happened on that trip. Like, oh, okay. When anyone just like brush it off. And like, again, if you have listened to the past episodes, you know that I live in the moment and I don't usually think back to stuff, but then it just like hit me and I'm like, oh my God, like this whole time he's actually like remembered everything. And I was like, where do I find a man like this?
Oh, no, I remember when I read it, I texted Ren when the first time he was like, I don't remember what you're talking about. I texted Ren. I was like, this motherfucker, I'm so mad. Oh my God. He doesn't remember. And then
I feel like, was I the only one who thought he was lying because he didn't like, I feel like he didn't want to like get hurt.
Yeah.
I think he was like, he had his guard up and I feel like he did remember, but he was like playing it off.
No, I definitely thought so too. I was just angry.
That's why I get so mad at, like, we have a friend, Natalie, if you're listening, hey, who texts us.
She's not.
Hey, Flop.
She might.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I'll quiz her. But she's always saying, oh my God, like Alex is so dry to her. I'm like, girl, don't tell me you can't tell that, like, clearly he was burned really bad. And I think it's like, obviously their personalities are so different. Like, he always says, like, he's so full of anxiety, hate me. And then Poppy is so out there. I feel like you can just tell that whatever happened, like, it definitely hurt him. That's why his guard's up. But like, what we were all saying about him not remembering. It's, and that also like obviously brings into like why you see Poppy's point of view, like, oh my God, like it not mean as much to him as it did to me. Like, for example, I did tab this and I also just relate to this a lot because I went through something kind of similar, not to the extent of Poppy and Alex. Like, it definitely wasn't mutual. More so on my end, I felt it, but whatever. Anyway, so there's a quote and it said, it's possible that those little moments that meant so much to me never meant quite the same to him. It's possible that he didn't reach out to me for 2 full years because when we stopped speaking, he didn't lose something precious the way that I did. And that is like, makes me sad because this whole time Poppy really thought that he didn't remember. Well, he was just like trying to put his guard up and he did. Like, even at the end, he says, I did remember. I remember everything. And it just, oh God.
Stop, I'm literally like tearing up. I hate myself. I hate myself.
You guys are really
crying on the podcast.
This book just feels so real.
No, but they're really tearing up. They're really tearing up.
Like Jenna's crying right now.
Move along. And what about it?
This is what I want to know. Jen and Sahara, did this chain turn you guys onto more of a friends to lovers kick or what? I need to know.
Well, I always liked friends to lovers. Like, that's a trope I do enjoy a lot.
But you're more enemies to lovers, aren't you? Don't you prefer?
Just because we like, we love enemies to lovers doesn't mean we're against the friends to lovers. I love a bunch of friends to lovers books, but it's still not like I'm still enemies to lovers. Like, that's still my top.
No, I didn't know. I thought you guys didn't really like it.
No, I like it.
No, I enjoy it. It's just not like my favorite, you know, like it's not.
Say nobody come for me, but the only trope I don't like is pregnancy and like that's miscommunication.
We're not coming for you for that one. You're fine.
Oh, I meant for readers. I've seen a couple of TikToks, actually some for my friends, so don't come for me. But pregnancy is like the only thing I don't like and probably won't read unless it like I go into the book blindly. That and miscommunication trope I am not a fan of, but everything else like I like. Like, I like friends to lovers.
You said miscommunication, but literally every book has miscommunication.
No, but like there's like a certain trope for miscommunication. Like when that's the, I can't explain it. When we get around to like a book that like really features it, I'll dive more into it.
Like you're saying more when the conflict is miscommunication, like in Taylor and Connor's story and Briar.
Yes, like that. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, obviously I feel like miscommunication isn't the main trope. It's always like a side thing. Like, yeah. It's not like a friends to lovers, obviously, but I know what you mean. I get it.
Yeah. You know, like when there's too much miscommunication.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's like back to back to back.
Like just speak.
Yeah. While we're kind of on the miscommunication, there's this one part which like made me really like upset because my girl Poppy, like I knew what you were trying to say, but you didn't say it the right way. It's at the end when Alex, not the end, but like when Alex finds out that Poppy actually like tricked him into coming on this trip. It wasn't like an R&R like trip or anything like that. And you know, she came on this trip not to like, because she was so bored with her life and that Alex was an escape from it. It's like, she was trying to find herself. She was trying to find what makes her happy in life. And I feel like the way she like explained it to Alex wasn't correct. So then Alex took it in the way that like, oh, he's just like a getaway for her. Like she doesn't actually love him the way he loves her. And like, I was like, Poppy, use your words, girl. Like you're not saying what you're like, what you actually mean. And like, that made me so upset. Then Alex was upset and I was like, shit, like they just stopped talking for 2 years and now he wants to take a break. I was like, you guys just got together. It drove me so mad.
In Alex's defense though, it was a getaway for her at first. She didn't really understand. Like his whole thing is, and I'm very Alex in a way. I'm more Alex than Poppy. Like I want to get married. I want to settle down. I want to have a home. He's like, when he says like, I want to have a home. You live in so long. They start smelling like you. Like, he's like, I just want that. I want kids. Like he wants that stable life and he's fine with that boring life Poppy thinks is boring. But like, obviously he doesn't know in that moment that she changed her mind and she just wants whatever it is. Like her jet setting life isn't like what makes her happy. So I get it from her perspective. Like initially though, it was like, I need to find out what makes me happy. And then one of that things is Alex. I love Alex.
Yeah.
Like she's very impulse. Like she has to realize when you're transitioning from like a friend to lover, like you, especially when you're best friends for 12 years, it's such like a, like the little things. Like in Croatia, it might have been like this big build up for this little kiss, but like in a friends lover situation, like you can't come back from that. Like you really just broke a boundary that's like so fragile and it's hard to even become friends again. So I think like she doesn't think anything clearly. So in Alex's defense, I totally get where he was coming from, but she should have explained like, no, I've thought about this, but technically in the moment she did see it's just like a fleeing, I have to figure out what's wrong with me, why I'm not happy.
Yeah. And even in the beginning of the book, when she like decides she wants to reach out to him to like find satisfaction in her life again, when she's telling her friend Rachel about like wanting to reach out to him or like thinking about him or something, Rachel's like, oh, really? And Poppy's like, no, not like that though. Like Poppy from the get-go was like not wanting to go into this seeking a relationship because at that time she still didn't realize she was in love with him yet. So I think it's just her saying those words later. And it sucks because I feel like they could have worked it out if the timing were different. But the fact that they were at the airport needing to catch flights, like they don't have the chance to communicate at that time. And so I think that's why he was just like, we need a break. Bye.
And I think that she just panicked, like with her words, like she realized what she said, but that's not what she meant. And he was like breaking this off. And then she was like, wait, what did I say? Like, how do I fix this? And like you said, it was like the timing, like they were like, they had the flights to catch. But yeah, I don't blame Alex, but at the same time, I don't blame Poppy either. I think it's literally just a matter of like them realizing that like all along, like they were meant to be, even though they're like complete contrasts from each other. I don't know. I guess I didn't really see it as like a big like miscommunication. I don't know. I just feel like she misspoke and she panicked.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it like a big like the miscommunication that I just spoke about. I just was like upset because I knew what she wanted to say, you know, and we all like collectively we just kind of said almost the same thing, but like we knew what she wanted to say, but again, the timing wasn't right. Like she was running out of time. They're at the airport. She just like couldn't figure out what she wanted to say. And that's why, like, I was like hurting for her. I feel like I was relating a lot to Poppy in this, just like, you know, she got to a point in her life where she kind of had everything she wanted and she didn't know. She was like a little sad. She was a little depressed, but she didn't know why, because she had everything she wanted in life. Not that I'm saying I have everything in life. I don't. But I don't know. I just feel for my girl. I really liked Poppy. I feel like whenever I'm reading books, I always like lean towards the guys because, you know, I'm obviously attracted to all these book boyfriends, but Poppy's someone like I really liked and I would have loved to be her friend as well.
Yeah. I really related to like what you were saying about like her not feeling satisfied, but like not because you have everything in your life. Like I just relate to her feeling lost.
Mm-hmm. I think. Same. Yeah.
And like trying to figure out what to do to not be lost. But she's just like, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't have a friend of 12 years who I'm secretly in love with. So
yeah. Well, you have Alex, who's like so afraid of really showing how he feels and his emotions because of like his upbringing and losing his mom and having to take care of people in his family. But then you have Poppy, who has a great family, but she's just like never had friends in school. Like Alex was her true friend besides Rachel now, but Alex was her one friend, and she just feels like she doesn't come to the realization, I think, that, you know, doesn't come down to like, this is being what I want, like running around the world and traveling. Like, while it was fun, you know why Poppy enjoyed it? Cause she was with her best friend. And like the end of the story where she finds the person who bullied her, like somebody in high school, and he apologizes to her, and just this realization, like that didn't really matter. That was so long ago. And that me running away from that and being scared of like never fitting in isn't like valid anymore, because it's like nothing important. It really doesn't matter. It was high school. So I think they both like struggle in that sense. And then when they're speaking, it's like they know how the other person is. They've been friends for 12 years. So I think it all goes back to like the realization of like, wow, like I don't care what it is. I don't care what I do. What makes me happy is being my best friend. And like, they'll never fully be happy unless they were together, honestly, because as you see through the story, like him being with Sarah, like it was always Poppy. Sorry. It was always Poppy. That never would have worked out.
Yeah. They both found like the matches that they thought would suit them. And it still didn't work out because the love wasn't as strong as like they felt for each other.
Yeah. The part when he finally is revealing to her that, like you said, Ren, it was always Poppy, when she was like upset with him when she found out that he was gonna propose, and he's like, I went out and I bought a ring for her. She would have hated it. I had a vasectomy. You're the one who thought you were pregnant. Like, all these things this whole time. It was always her.
I'm going to get emotional. Guys, I'm actually going to cry.
I was so shocked by the vasectomy thing. The fact that it same, was for, same. Basically, like, for Poppy. I was like...
So dramatic, though. So yeah, dramatic. That is so funny.
If you're friends with me, if you've ever spoken to me, you know how dramatic I am. And this was, like, me times 10. Like, dramatic. But... Guys, I just found out today about the vasectomy thing. So two of my friends, Charlotte and AJ, have also read People We Meet on Vacation. But for them, it's called You and Me on Vacation. Yeah, which is weird, like, that they changed the
name.
But
that makes more sense.
It's marketed differently, I think.
Yeah. Also, something is missing in their book that's in our book, which is he doesn't get a vasectomy in the book.
Oh, wow.
Which I feel like changes a little bit.
I wonder if that's a European thing where like a vasectomy is not a common practice.
I don't know. So when they have sex for the first time, Poppy is on birth control where she's not in ours, which is like so crazy because I was talking to them and AJ didn't even know that their book didn't even have it until she saw someone's TikTok of them mentioning being like, oh, when he gets a vasectomy for you or something like that. And she like messaged our group chat and was like, am I like, did I miss the whole like storyline? Like, did I miss it in my book? Like, what's up? And then I just sent her a picture of the little paragraph where he talks about the vasectomy. And I just like thought that was so weird. That's a big deal to like.
It is, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
I mean, I guess if people who've read the UK version don't know, basically, I assume they might have had the storyline in there, I guess, where she thinks she's pregnant. And, you know, it's like early morning and they're taking the test together, Alex and Poppy. And it's just like this like groundbreaking moment. Like they were hugging. And then that's when Alex kind of realized, like, oh my God, like I could lose Poppy, or, you know, he did. It just, they both realized like it just, the way they were acting wasn't normal. That's basically the storyline. But like people are turned off by that. I think it is a little like, whoa, like that's so extreme. But like the thing is, like when you look at Alex's character, Alex is extreme. He's such an anxiety ridden person. Like he's like I think Poppy says that he's like so careful and he thinks about things. Like he's just, that's just so Alex. So yeah, it's extreme, but it's Alex. So it's kind of like, of course he did that.
Not only that, it's interesting that the vasectomy was cut out of their version, because like it has so much more meaning than just like him doing it for her. Like he also does it because he lost his mom who died in childbirth, and like he had such a fear of losing Poppy in a similar way when she had her pregnancy scare and they weren't even together. So like he did it not only like because he didn't want Poppy to have that fear again, but like also for his own like sake. So I feel like losing that loses some importance of their story, you know. So
I agree. Interesting. Shout out to AJ and Charlotte for making me realize that the UK version doesn't have it.
She does it a lot, because in Beatrice there's like alternate endings for like obviously
how it ends.
I like the US version better, like the ending, but that's I didn't know she does that. So listen, I was saying there's so many parallels in this story. I don't know if this is fully a parallel, but my favorite quote in the book is, it's on page 180. If
okay, everybody take out your book and let's follow along.
Okay, so she says, when I look up at him, he's beaming at me and I think I love you more than I ever have. How is it possible that this keeps happening with him? Can we take a picture, I ask. But what I'm thinking is, I wish I could bottle this moment and wear it as perfume. It would always be with me. Everywhere I went, he'd be there too, and so I'd always feel like myself. I'm screaming. I'm actually...
No, when I say actual tears are in my...
Like, I'm actually crying again.
I hate how dramatic we are. Jen, does that not move you?
It does. I'm telling you, I think for me, like, the emotion... Like, okay, the emotion I feel the most, like, is when I'm angry. Mm-hmm. Or, like, frustrated or anxious. Like, this obviously, it's very emo and I feel the emotion
emo
but not to the point where like I'm crying, I'm bawling, I'm so, I don't know. But when I'm angry, I literally like I throw my phone, like I'm so mad, you know, like. But I don't know, I'm cold-hearted, I guess.
No, Jen, I'm like, you like love angst, like when they're fighting, they're like, not, it's not working out, you're like, oh my god, like you freak out in that sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like a little like quote like that just kills me. And then when I was reading it again, I noticed, I don't know if this is totally a parallel, but I thought it was interesting. So it was in the, for sure that was a past summer. And then in this summer, it's when they're at Alex's brother's wedding and they're dancing. And she basically,
can you give me a page number, says, please?
311. Perfect. Follow so along. They're dancing and it says, the same one who's pulling him close when the flamingos come on playing, I only have eyes for you, and who buries my face in his neck, trying to memorize his smell more thoroughly than the last 12 years have allowed, so I can summon it at will, and everything about the sign will come rushing back, his hand tight on my waist, his mouth ajar against my temple, his hips barely swaying as we hold on to one another. And she mentions his smell, and like being able to like, all those 12 years, and then she wants to bottle it up at moments and like wear it as perfume. Like, I love this, like, I don't know,
it's almost
this,
like emotion.
This, like, yeah, this thing she does, and like that is just like,
also it was mentioned though, also with the house, wasn't it, you said Alex like wanted,
yeah,
so that's just a motif, is something with scents Emily Henry had,
I guess, because like smell brings back memories, and like I get it. Like, I smell something and I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of this, or reminds me of that person, or this point in my life. But I just think that was so pretty. Like, that it was the past summer, the iconic quote. And then it's the summer where they're dancing and she wants to remember this, bottle up these scents of him for the past 12 years that she hasn't been able to. I think it's so pretty and beautiful. Like, it moved me.
So cute.
I think the reason I'm so, this sounds so dramatic, like I'm so moved. But I think the reason I love their love so much and their connection is just because I'm a type of girl. I've wrote this in my Goodreads review, but I have like severe commitment issues. And when I say severe, I mean like it's really bad, guys. Like my last serious relationship, it was an all me thing. I mean, he was like a pretty meh guy, you know, but I didn't feel like I liked him enough where I could get rid of my commitment issues. And I know like towards the end when Poppy's like talking about how much she loves him and there's like a whole paragraph on it. I don't know what page. Sorry, guys. I just like that paragraph like hit me so hard because I want what Poppy and Alex have, like the way she loves him. Like I want that so badly. So hearing all these like emotions and these lines that are so like, I want it.
That reminds me, Sahara, like you're saying, you know, you didn't feel that way with some person, but I think sometimes just like the perfect person, I mean, I've never been in love, so I really don't know, but I feel like sometimes the perfect person, like you might just like, it'll work. And like that, yeah. Reminded me in the book I was thinking about that, because in the past summer where they do the couples trip, and like Sarah comes along, Poppy's boyfriend comes along, and really at the end of the day they were in love with each other the whole trip, but there were these two people and they're talking and they're, you know, whatever, and Sarah mentions how Poppy and her boyfriend have so much PDA and how Alex won't hold her hand. And he's like, I just don't like affection or holding hands in public. But then when I was reading, it goes to the summer and she mentions earlier, you know, maybe like me, when we're together, he feels like no one else is there. And then they're dancing in the street. Like, so it wasn't the fact that he doesn't like PDA. It's the fact that he doesn't care when it's at Poppy because he feels like no one else is there to judge him. But Sarah, he doesn't even want to even fucking hug her in public. So it's just the person.
No, I agree. I kind of have a friends to lover, like where like we have been like off and on, even right now, it's kind of off and on. And you're right, Ren, like the right person will come. Like if I want to hold hands with someone, like I will feel that connection enough to hold hands with them. That was deep. That was deep, Ren.
Yeah.
That is all.
Sorry, while I was listening to you guys, I was going through my highlights because I read on my Kindle, so I highlighted in there and for quotes, and there's one that I found that I really liked that I wanted to share as well. It's apparently on 182, Sahara, if you're interested. So it says, I'm crying because I'm relieved, because I will never again feel as alone as I did during those long nights as a kid. As long as I have him, I will never be alone again. And like, I feel like that's just another line that just like perfectly encapsulates their love and their connection. And like, it makes me so emotional because like you both said, I want that. There have been so many guy friends that I've had crushes on that I've been like, it's gonna happen. And then like, they're just assholes. And I'm like, well, never mind. Joke's on me. I'm like, man, I want that. I want.
You'll find your friend, Andy. You'll find your friend.
Thanks. My friend will never become my lover.
Your friend who becomes your lover, you flop.
Andy, listen to this. They had 12 years before became lovers. You got time, girlfriend.
I'm being dramatic.
While Sahara shared that, I'm going to say, I think why I feel so like upset. I've always had friends lovers because I've always had crushes on not every single guy friend. Like I have a lot of guy friends. I've never even thought about them romantically, but some of the people I've had crushes on in the past have been my friends. And I've had a guy friend in college. We were friends for years. It's my best friend, called him all the time. I ended up having a huge crush on him. And supposedly he liked me back. I don't know. I liked him a lot. I never like, you know, vocally said it, but there was always just like this tension. And I feel like, you know, looking now, it was always, oh, I don't want to ruin our friendship, but like whatever. But at the end of the day, if you wanted to, you would. So it's so past, but we haven't talked in 2 years. And I always wanted him to reach out to me. And like, we went on vacation
2 years.
Yeah. And, the last year I like reached out to him and I was like, oh, I was hoping, you know, when Poppy says in the story, like, I hope that he would say, oh my God, like, I miss you so much. I love you. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted him just not even like a romantic way. Like I miss him as a friend too. Like I just like, I had a crush on him, but I was over it. Like I moved on. Like we were still friends after like whatever. And It was, and I never got that. It was like, well, I didn't think you wanted to talk to me. But he didn't really care. So it was like really crushing. And that's why I read the quote earlier. Like, I can relate to it because there was always a fear in mind. Like, what if all these moments I thought about all the time, like when I liked him and then when we were just friends, were more important to me than they were to him? And in my situation, I'm the opposite of Poppy and Alex. They were more important to me. So it just makes me sad because I'm like, damn, like I've always wanted a friends to love situation. And like a lot of these moments that like Poppy and Alex have, I felt, but they never were never reciprocated to the extent or like at all. So it's, I mean, whatever, I'm over it now. But I think back, I'm like, damn, like this Emily Henry speaks to me. She sees me. I feel like she wrote this for me. I mean, I think everybody's had a friend they kind of had a crush on. So like this, that quote, like I literally wrote it down where Poppy says, she says, it gives me a surprising thrill to hold his hand. 95% of the time I see Alex Nilsson is a purely platonic way. And I guess his number hovers a bit higher, but for that other 5% of the time, there's just what if, and like I said before, like it references the whole time, but like if you felt that way about a friend, you, it's like, you know, like that like speaks to you. You're like, oh my God, because then you like, okay, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. You like kind of push it to the side. Like when we're like, there's like moments, like it hits you at once. You're like, oh my God, like what if? So I mean, I feel like we've all been there. So I think that like really, I get it, Poppy.
Jen's been looking this whole time like, I have not been there.
I dated my best friend.
Okay, Cher.
Cher, hello. I can't believe you've been sitting here quiet.
No, from your face, I believe like she has, like, it looked like you'd never had a crush on a friend and it was always like a random kind of occurrence. Plot twist. Wow.
Story time.
Yep. I dated
my friend from like high school, like junior year to like sophomore college year.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And you obviously not friends now?
No.
That's sad.
Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Like you could be childhood friends and like it still doesn't work out.
Well, don't you feel like you kind of understand Alex in a way, because that's what he was so afraid of, you know? Like,
yeah, but also
have
like
to be all in.
But also I feel like it's different because we were like kids in a way, you know, like we were in high school and college, like, you know.
But like, while I think you need to be all in and know what you want, be 100%, because like while dating your friend is so nice because like they already know you. They've seen you without makeup on. They've seen you your most embarrassing moments. I think there's something so beautiful and like comforting with being like known, fully understood, loved, seen by this person. And I think like what Atlin Poppy says, like Naked Alex, like she says, you know, that this is a pointed part of him that she's only seen. She's the only one who's able to see this part that, like, he's like a full on weirdo. And like her friends, like she's in naked. So I think it's something beautiful about it, but it's not worth to the risk it if you're not fully in, because you'll never be able to go back with your enemy. Okay. You can go back to being an enemy. Like, okay. But you can't go back to, it will never be the same. It's always awkward. In my situations, it's always been awkward.
Not this being a therapy session and Alex and Poppy also being our therapists.
Can we lighten it up? Let's take a shot.
I went through my highlights again a little bit during the conversation. And I feel like we have to say there's two lines from chapter 26.
Oh my God. I know what chapter it is. When they have sex.
Yeah. It's when they have sex. Exactly. Dang, dang. When I paused for dramatic effect, hoping someone would know what I meant when I said chapter 26.
Boom, boom.
But one of them was when he said, "Stop being impatient," he teases. "I've waited 12 years. I want this to last."
Literally.
Yes.
Oh, and then the other one, which is like the quote everyone talks about, is, "Because I know you," he says tenderly, "and I remember what you sound like when you like something."
Also, while Andy said that quote, shout out to Lomi and Kendra. Like, I, two favorite book talkers, but also they love people we meet on vacation. And Lomi made a video, you know, saying how she was more like a enemies lover person, but that line converted her.
Yep.
When he says, "I know what it sounds like when you like something," like, it, oh my God. But shout out to them. But yeah, that line's so good, and it's so true. Like, yep. I feel like it must be so special. It's like,
that was when I knew Alex was my book boyfriend. I was like, that.
For anyone who wanted to highlight that, that is on page 257.
Literally.
I kid you not, guys, like I have, this is a real like book club. Like I have, me and Ren have our books and I am keeping track. Like I am like putting post-it notes as I go in.
I guess my book. So good.
There is a part in this book. So it's, you know, it's not like a two point of view. It's just from Poppy's point of view. But on page 192, when they're talking about Tinder and
oh my God, Tinder. Yes.
She was like, yes, oh, I would swipe on you. And he was like, I'd swipe on you too. And she was like, no, you wouldn't. Like, I'm not the type of person, like, blah, blah. And then it goes back. I don't know where the parallel is, where he mentions, like, after she said that she would swipe on him, he thought about that. He thought about that and it was like, this gives me hope that she might actually like me. I liked that so much because I never know what guys are thinking and I never know if guys are actually overthinking as much as we are. You know what I mean? So it's nice, like, cause that moment, like if a guy had said that to me, I would have like overthought and be like, oh my God, like, does he actually like me and whatnot? So it was really nice to hear Alex being like that, like helped him, like that kind of gave him the push. Like it's nice to see that from a guy's perspective, even though this wasn't like a double point of view, you know?
Especially talking about it after Croatia. And yeah. I know Croatia's built up. Like that I expected more from Croatia. I will admit it's the one thing in the story I was kind of annoyed about.
Yeah.
And like as me and Andy were talking, like I think in a friends about lover situation, like I said before, it's different. So make me, that kiss meant more, but like ever since Croatia and them having the Tinder moment in the summer, like it was just so
I feel like we also can't not talk about this part when he skipped the vacation because she was sick, when he showed up at her doorstep instead of being in Norway.
They had like so many cute moments, like literally they knew that they had something. Mm-hmm. they knew it
and didn't he say later on like I would have kissed you that night or something?
Yes. They were cuddling the whole time.
Yeah. Has she not been sick 100%?
And he took her to the hospital and like they were telling like him all of the stuff that she needed because he was the one taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the epilogue, it's a good epilogue too. Like I just, babies, I love them so much. There's one other quote I have to mention too. It's like kind of after, you know, it's like the summer and they kissed and they had the whole falling out, whatever. She says, even if we never kissed, never said those words outright, we were keeping whole parts of our hearts for each other only. Like, once again, like, he dated Sarah, perfect, supposedly on book and paper, it's a perfect match. That Trey, I think was his name, he was Poppy's perfect match. But, like, they were just little things about each other they were saving for. They only... the other person knew they were saving for each other. And like, so, you know, at the end, thank God it worked out. I mean, you never know with stories these days, but you know, they never regret it even coming out and saying it, because it wouldn't matter. Like, even if they didn't come out and say, I like you, it's mutual, I love you, whatever, they could never have lived like a fulfilled, happy life with other people, because there's always something they were keeping for each other. Mm-hmm. And that was beautiful.
And Sarah knew that. The person who, like, Alex was with, she knew that, and that's why she did not like Poppy ever.
Yep.
She always saw that chemistry, and honestly, if I were her, I wouldn't even, like, stay with Alex and, like, keep getting with him, knowing that I know that they have something going on, even though they can't admit it to themselves.
Guys, I feel like this whole episode could be like a drinking game where like take a shot every time Sahara cries. Like you might pass out, but like...
I would have read a quote.
So what do you guys rate the book?
I am going to start off and... Okay, you have to remember that my scale is different. I think I'd give it like a 3.5 or 4 out of 5. I do think that I do need to reread it again, just because I read it in a slump. I loved the book, but to me, it wasn't like top tier. It wasn't top tier to me. I knew they were going to give me this face. They're literally all like silent and hate me now.
I knew it was coming, but it's still
I would say 4, not 3.5 to 4.
God, well, that hurt a little bit. I was kind of thinking
3 of it a 3.
So
no, not a 3. I think it's better than a 3. It's definitely better than a 3. I think it's, I don't know if it's 3.5 or 4 yet. But I do think I need to reread it again to find like my actual opinion, because I read it in a slump. Like I said, like I've tried reading 4 to 5 books and like I can't get into them after like Unhoneymooners. But and I do recommend reading the book if you're not in a slump. If you're in a slump, hold off, especially considering it's a slow burn. But yeah, that's my opinion. Sorry, friends.
I guess going off of Jen, I don't give it a rating that low. And I've already mentioned my rating, I think, earlier.
It's
not low.
Even Ren knows, like,
okay, I know.
3 is like you liked it. It was a good book.
Yeah, no, like that's what a 3 is for me too.
Exactly.
Well, again, it's still not as I gave it a 4.5. I already mentioned that earlier. I think I would have given a 5 if it didn't take me as long as it did to read it. It like on my Goodreads, it says I started August 5th. It is August 14th. Like it should have taken me this long to like, you know, dive into the book. That's the only reason I didn't give it a 5. I would recommend this to people. It gave me all the feels. You guys saw me crying. Well, you guys heard me crying this whole time, but I really enjoyed it and I cried a lot and I have so much love for Alex and Poppy.
Okay. So bounce off of that. I do love it so much. I think the first time I read it, I gave it a 5 out of 5 the first time, but now I'm just like, the more I talk about it, the more I think about it, like find the little like details in it. It's easily a 5 out of 5 for me. I love it so much. And like I was saying earlier, I was so scared because I didn't love Beach Read, but I think it's so good. If you're a Friends Lovers fan, go for it. I feel like Poppy and Alex are definitely like my comfort characters. Definitely recommend.
I also give it a 5 out of 5. I loved this book. It's definitely up there with my favorite books, I think. And it's so, I already said this before, how you guys like read it in a slump and like I did too, but I was different. Maybe, I mean, it's silly, but like maybe I was relating in the moment to a lot of the stuff. Like I read it when my power was out, their power was out in Palm Springs. And I was identifying that. And also they went to several places that I knew in Palm Springs. Like I've been to the Living Desert and I was like, oh, hey, shout out. Like I used to go there all the time with my family.
I love that we all have different kind of readings. I think it's pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah. I find that interesting too. We all had different opinions. I think this is one of the first times that like, it wasn't as like in unison as before.
I feel like usually it's like at least 3 of us are kind of the same. And then maybe 1 is like different.
And not even like 2 off, you know, like
it's
like 0.5 or like 1 star. Yeah.
Catch the next episode on Monday, September 6th at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be discussing 1,000 Boy Kisses by Tilly Cole. So make sure you read it by then so you can listen and follow along with us.
You can follow us on our socials at Boozy Book Talk Pod on Instagram and TikTok, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. Also, make sure to subscribe and give us a review. And also be sure to follow us on our individual Goodreads.
Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Cheers.